How were you honored to be voted a captain?
Yeah, definitely. You know, to have your peers look at you like a captain and put you in that position is great. I'm really excited. But at the same time, you know, everybody knows they need to be a leader.
What gives you the confidence that this defense has a chance to be better going into this year under Schwartz?
Well, the biggest thing is the athletes that we have in this room. I mean, we definitely can get it done. At the end of the day, it's all about attitude, going out and executing and getting it done. Just simply making plays, not missing your assignments and tackling the guy with the ball.
The fact that you guys were successful against the run as starters in the preseason, does that give you encouragement that maybe that question has been addressed, or at least some encouragement? I mean, it's preseason.
I guess you could say that, but I don't take anything from preseason to this. So to me, this is live bullets. So this is real. So that's how I say it. You know, I don't care. At the end of the day, you can stop the run. You know, every play, you can give up the run every play. This is Sunday now, so no, you can't take that to the season.
Mario, would you say though that stopping the run is really kind of the point of emphasis this year? Because you guys did everything else good last year.
Yeah, you gotta stop the run. Even last year, that was the emphasis, stopping the run. I mean, anytime you play in the league, this National Football League, you need to stop the run.
You gave up a lot of big plays on the road last year. How is that going to change?
Don't worry about last year.
Tell me why you're not going to give up more big plays this year.
It goes back to, like I said earlier, with guys attacking the guy with the ball and guys doing their responsibility, executing game plan. So we do that, we'll be all right.
How different are the preseason Bills compared to what you expect from the regular season Bills?
I mean, like I said, it all counts. That's the only way you can really look at it. You look at one thing, we're going to be playing. We're going to be out there the whole time. And obviously, in preseason, teams are here. So I would say that would be the biggest difference.
Schematically?
I can't tell you anything schematically.
No, I mean, preseason Bills in terms of revealing playbook, you don't really show a lot compared to what you guys do during the regular season.
Well, I couldn't say that either, because we might have shown things, but we might not have. So anything schematic, I can't like elaborate.
The perception is that if this team's going to the playoffs, it's going to make the defense carries. Do you accept that, or do you think you dispute it?
I think at the end of the day, each and every one of us need to accept the fact that if we're going to go to playoffs, then we need to do what we need to do individually. We need to be a solid chain. So each link of that chain needs to be solid, needs to be strong. That's what I accept. I don't look at it like the defense is going to carry the offense, like the offense ain't doing nothing. That's not team football. So each and every one of us individually, we got to say, if I don't do what I need to do, we're not going to make it.
What is the addition of Brandon Spikes meant for the defense? Just do you feel his presence? You know, as he was voted a captain, and what he can do at the middle linebacker?
It's his attitude. Obviously, he can play ball. You know, he's great on the football field, but it's his attitude. The attitude goes a long way. You know, he's a guy that goes out there, and being the Mike linebacker, you got to be able to bring everybody in. You know, he has to be the quarterback on defense, and we feel that already. So, you know, it was a no-brainer.
How much do you burn individually to make the playoffs, to play in the playoffs? Which has eluded you in your career, right?
What do you mean?
To play in a playoff game. You talked about individuals who band together and drive for the playoffs. What's your personal drive and desire to get to a playoff?
What's my personal?
Personally, yeah.
It's to earn and keep respect to the guys next to me. It's to play and make plays for the guy next to me. If I go out here and I'm not making plays, then I'm not doing my part. And the guy next to me should feel the same way.
Right. I just mean, like, how pissed off do you get sitting there in January every year and not being there, you know? I mean, you've never played in the playoff game, right?
Nope.
Does that bother you?
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that never played a playoff game. I think they would say the same thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a team game. So, I mean, if you want me to go burn the building down, I mean, that's one thing.
Not this new one.
I'm just saying, I
just wanted to get a sense of how much it bothers you. Some athletes are very vocal about what it means to them to get to that stage.
I don't like talking really in general. That don't mean it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm.